From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. 7 more Indonesians held captive in Cambodia release. Asian Paragames 2022, Indonesia wins first gold medal from badminton. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Cambodian police, in cooperation with the Indonesian embassy in Phnom Penh on Sunday, released 7 more Indonesians held captive by an online scammer in Sihanoukville, Cambodia. The figure brought the numbers of Indonesians freed from captivities in the country to 62, the Indonesian Foreign Ministry said in a written statement received in Jakarta on Sunday. While in Phnom Penh, the 62 Indonesians will receive psychological counseling from the Foreign Ministry. As for the standard operating procedures, all the Indonesians who fell victim to human trafficking will undergo questioning in accordance with the screening form for the identification of human trafficking victims before being deported to Indonesia. The Indonesian contingent to the 2022 Asian Paragames won the first gold medal from the badminton men's team event in Solo, Central Java Province, on Sunday. Indonesia came out as champion after defeating Thailand 3-0 in the second match using round-robin format. Men's single SL4 Freddy Setiawan contributed the first point for Indonesia after winning from Kitichokwatana Charawat of Thailand. Another victory was grabbed by men's double Hafiz Brilliansah Prawira Negara Heri Susanto after beating Thailand's Chok Utaikul. Wacharapon and Temaramom Siripong in 2 straight games. Indonesia's men's single Deva Andri Musti perfected the host country's victory after defeating Somsiri Prica with a score 21-4-21-8. The Indonesian textile sector has an opportunity to cater to global clothing demand amid the current global situation, which is marked by post-pandemic uncertainty and the Russia's Ukraine crisis. This was reported by the Ministry of Industry. Secretary General of the Industry Ministry Dodi Widodo said on Saturday that so far, the textile sector has accounted for around 12.5% of the country's economic growth. This growth has been propelled by major exports. He also noted that, however, amid the post-pandemic period, domestic textile demand is still quite high. Hence, the productions of textile for domestic consumers must be done in parallel with that for the global audience. Let's move on to the international news. Rishi Sunak, trailing in the race to become Britain's next Prime Minister, has voted to slash the basic rate of income tax by 20% by 2029 in a potentially make-or-break throw of the dice by the former finance minister. Sunak once seen as the favorite to replace Boris Johnson when he helped to steer the economy through the ravage of the COVID-19 pandemic, has struggled against his rival, Foreign Secretary Liz Truss, who has pledged immediate tax cuts. South Korea's export grew at a faster annual pace in July, as robust demand from the United States offset weak sales to China, though the trade and broad economic outlook was clouded by slowing global growth amid rapidly rising borrowing costs. Outbound shipment rose 9.4% in July from a year earlier to $60.70 billion. Matching the forecast in the Reuters poll, Trade Ministry data shows on Monday after a 5.2% rise in the previous month. New Zealand borders fully reopened to visitors from around the world on Monday for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic closed them in March 2020. New Zealand's borders started reopening in February 1st for the New Zealanders, and restrictions have progressively eased. The process of reopening the borders ended last night, with visitors who need visas and those on student visas now also allowed to return to New Zealand. New Zealand is now also letting cruise ships and foreign recreational yachts dock at its port. Macau will reopen public services and entertainment facilities and allow dining in at restaurants from Tuesday, authorities said, as the Macau seeks a return to normalcy after finding no COVID-19 cases for 9 straight days. Beauty salons, fitness centers and bars, too, will be allowed to resume operation, the government said in a statement on Monday. Health authorities will require residents to wear masks when they go out and must show a negative coronavirus test within 3 days to enter most venues. Listener, now let's move on to diplomatic corners on Bali-Fukuoka woven cloth convergence binds Indonesia's Japan relation. The Indonesian Students Association, PPI, in Japan, along with the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, held a joint cultural festival, Indonesian Diversity Festival, A Million Colors in Yokohama, Japan, last Saturday, July 30. On the occasion, the convergence of the Balinese crimson woven cloth with the Fukuoka Kasuri was exhibited. At the opening of the event, the Japanese ambassador to Indonesia, Kanasugi Kenji, gave a virtual speech. In his speech, he hoped that the convergence of Balinese crimson woven cloth and Fukuoka Kasuri woven cloth could strengthen relations between the two countries. He also hoped that through the festival, the participants can experience Indonesian culture more deeply and find similarities in the cultural differences between the two countries. Ambassador Kenji added that through the introductions and direct participation of Indonesian in Japanese cultures, the event was an opportunity for each participant and visitors to bring back the cultural charms that were found and convey it to the closest people, so that they could deepen their interests in the two countries more than before. In the future, Kanasugi hopes that more Japanese people will know the charm of Indonesia. He said he was happy that the event was being held in Japan, even though he could not attend in person. Meanwhile, the chief organizers of the Indonesian Diversity Festival, Daniel Yusra, explained that he chose to bring together the crimson woven cloth from Bali and Kasuri from Fukuoka. He explained that doubly cut weaving is a method of making woven cloth that is rarely found in the world. It is only found in Indonesia, Japan, and India. The event is expected to build a dialogue on how two different cultures can produce similar weaving methods. Daniel hopes that this event can be a stepping stone for the Indonesian community to have a stronger relationship with Japan in various aspects. Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, here is Today in History. We start Today in History from an event on August 1, 1933, when Sukarno was arrested and exiled to Ende. Isolation of the independence fighter Insinyur Sukarno was begun at a political meeting at Muhammad Husni Tamrin House in Jakarta on August 1, 1933. He was arrested by a police commissioner when coming out from the house, and then he was jailed for 8 months without legal process. On December 28, 1933, Governor General of the Dutch East Indies Government, the Joge, issued isolation decree of Insinyur Sukarno, who was at that time 32 years old, to Ende, Flores is Nusa Tenggara. He was exiled to Ende because his potential activities endangered the Dutch East Indies Government. During in Ende from 1934 up to 1938, one of the important events was when Insinyur Sukarno was under 3. He thought about national principles, which were formulated to be Pancasila in 1945. The next event is that in 1946, Atom Energy Commission of the United States of America was established to supervise development of atomic bomb. Atom Energy Commission of the United States of America is the US governmental agency which was established after World War II by Congress to encourage and to supervise development of peace technology and knowledge on atom. The US President Harry S. Truman signed Energy Bill of Atom McMahon on August 1, 1946. The bill determined how the United States of America controlled and supervised nuclear technology and established the US Atom Energy Commission for the need. The last event is that in 1980, Vigdis Finnbogadottir became the first woman in the world who was elected as president through general election. Vigdis Finnbogadottir was elected as president of Iceland on August 1, 1980, and to be the first woman as president in Iceland and also as the first state of country in Europe. Her leadership reached 16 years. She also became the longest head of the state in the world. Vigdis Finnbogadottir won the first general election by defeating 3 male candidates by focusing on educational and cultural program. She ran her duty as president on the next 3 periods until 1996. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh.
Voice of Indonesia, The next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga asked business actors in the country to make optimal use of the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiation between Indonesia and United Arab Emirates. Through his statement in Jakarta last Thursday, he said that with the comprehensive scope and higher level of liberalization, the agreement will present a new opportunity for economic growth, trade, and investment of both countries. Deputy Minister Jerry Sambuaga also revealed that the agreement, which was signed on July 1, 2022, is targeted to be implemented on January 1, 2023. The Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement provides a comprehensive institutional framework for bilateral cooperation covering various sectors, such as trade in goods and services, investment, Islamic economy, and economic cooperation, including small and medium enterprises. Jerry Sambuaga further stated that the agreement can provide many benefits, including improving Indonesia's macroeconomic performance, increasing market access and export of Indonesian goods and services, besides creating a conducive business climate. All of these will encourage investment and Indonesia's participation in the global supply chain. The Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement is also considered to be able to provide certainty and uniformity of trade rules for the parties involved, improve export performance and the quality of the national service sector, absorb labor, and increase the role of micro, small and medium enterprises. He also emphasized that almost 7,000 Indonesian products will enjoy the elimination of tariffs to the United Arab Emirates market. This is a form of convenience and efficiency for business actors to export to the United Arab Emirates.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu melayang. Ku cinta kau, kau cinta dia, di mana letak salah. Bilang kepadaku
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today we take you to see the landscape of Gunung Kidul, consisting of highlands and mountains, dominated by karst or limestone mountains that stretch to the south of Java Island and is divided into three regional topography. The southern zone at Gunung Kidul is dominated by conical limestone hills with a height of up to 300 meters above sea level. While in the central zone, you can find attractive waterfalls and a number of cultural attractions. And finally, the north zone, which is at an altitude between 200 to 700 meters above the sea level. When traveling to the central zone of Gunung Kidul, you will find a variety of beautiful waterfalls. One of them is Gedet Waterfall. Listeners, Gedet Waterfall, or often called ATG by the local community, is one of the new tours located in Gedet Hamlet, Banyu Soco Village, Playan Subdistrict, Gunung Kidul. It is called Gedet Waterfall because this waterfall is located in the Gedet Hamlet. There are also those who call it Banyu Soco Waterfall or Playan Waterfall, which is also based on the name of the village and subdistrict of the location of the waterfall. Gedet Waterfall is behind a limestone cliff, precisely after passing the downhill road to the left of the waterfall. Arriving at the location, you will be treated to a charming waterfall panorama. The waterfall is clear and clean from the limestone hills. The rush of the waterfall hit the big rocks. Gedet Waterfall has its own uniqueness, although its height is only 10 to 15 meters. The walls are wide and terraced so that waterfalls come down like they are coming out of the walls. This natural charm becomes a beautiful sight and is very cool if it becomes the background of your photo. Bridges of wood and bamboo and tall coconut trees add to the exotic location of the waterfall. Above the Gedet Waterfall, there is a Pesantren Islamic boarding school left by Kiai Dardak, the village elder. Besides taking pictures, you can enjoy the freshness of this waterfall. From the city center of Yogyakarta, it is about 50 kilometers with a distance of about 2 hours drive. To enjoy the natural charm of Gedet Waterfall, you don't need to pay an entrance ticket. But if you use a private vehicle, you will be charged a parking fee of 5,000 rupiah or 34 cents US dollars for a car and 2,000 rupiah or 13 cents US dollar for motorbike. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For COVID, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about going to tourist places, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Dia Pemandu Wisata. Dia Pemandu Wisata, which means he is a tourist guide. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, his travel companion, who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta, and Datil, a tourist guide. Datil tells about Ketut to Dev by using the third subject pronoun, he. Let's listen to the conversation.
Dev, ini Ketut. Dia pemandu wisata.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Dia, dia, which means he or she. Pemandu wisata, which means tourist guide. Dia pemandu wisata, which means he is a tourist guide. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, dia pemandu wisata, which means he is a tourist guide. In the sentence, there is the word dia, dia, which means he. The word dia, dia, which means he, is the third subject pronoun that substitutes a person who is being talked about. Besides the third singular subject pronoun, there is a plural third subject pronoun, namely mereka, which means they. It functions to substitute some people who are being talked about. For example, mereka wisatawan, which means they are tourists. The third singular subject pronoun dia, which means he or she, can be used to refer man or woman. For example, dia Datil. Datil is a woman, which means she is Datil. And dia Dev. Dia deaf, which means he is deaf. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Dev, ini Ketut. Dia pemandu wisata.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Tak pernah terlintas menemukanmu hangat kan dinginnya duniaku. Setiap hari terasa indah melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Di Sini, Di Batas Kota Ini, which is beautifully presented by Channel Music Story 97. The song Di Sini, Di Batas Kota Ini was written and popularized by Tommy J. Pisa, an Indonesian pop singer who was popular in the 80s to 90s. The song tells the desire of someone who has wandered, but there is a deep longing for his ex-lover whom he has left for a long time. Alright listener, this is the Story 97 Music Channel with the song Di Sini, Di Batas Kota Ini.
Perjalanan hidup di dalam menggapai cinta-cinta, rintangan yang datang sini berganti, pedih-perih mencekam menusuki. Aku harap selalu doa suci dari duhai kasih tempat tanpa ku kenang lagi saat menjelang perpisahan, kau menangis di pangkuan. Tulus akan cinta kasihmu, semakin pilu aku mengenangmu. Mungkinkah kau masih mengharapkanku? Kini tubuhku penuh dengan luka, dan gagal lagi apa yang aku cari. Tangis pedih tersimpan dalam menusuki. Aku mengharap selalu doa suci dari duhai kasih tambah tambah. Ku kenang lagi saat menjelang perpisahan, kau
kasihmu semakin pilu aku mengenangmu. Mungkinkah kau masih mengharapkanku? Kini tubuhku penuh dengan luka. Gagal lagi apa yang aku cari. Tangis beri tersimpan dalam hati. Tangis beri tersimpan dalam hati.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the
for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.